בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. Time in Hebrew is זמן. Every minute invited the next minute, every day invited the next day, and every month a year invited the next month a year. Somebody would have a life of זמן, all the time he ran after the next day, the next week, and one day he wake up and he recognize he never catch his goals. From this reason only in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, we have as a word similar to the word Zman, time. And the word is Et. Et is mean to appreciate the present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ask anyone how many hours you study Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask, Kavata itim la Torah. It mean if you appreciate from the opportunity for the present to study and to learn Torah. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, we're in the beginning of Azerir of Kolil Yom Rishon, Midrashit Yom Rishon, to start the week with Limud Torah, to start the week together, with and to appreciate the present, the opportunity, what we can sit and learn Torah. This is something very, very special and very unique for everyone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless every one of you with great life, אין שנה טובה, אין כתימה וחתימה טובה, אין ימלא כל משאלות לבכם לטובה, באריכות ימים ושנים, בבריאות, בהצלחה ובהרבה הרבה סייעתא דשמיא. We stay in the process of the 7 weeks of comfort, of נחמה. We start immediately after תשע באב, in the famous הפטרה נחמו נחמו עמי, and his end in the last Shabbos in the year. Abu Draham and many other rabbis teach us something very, very interesting. When we look in the first posuk of every הפטרה in these 7 weeks, we find interesting conversation between Hashem to us through the Nevi'im, what he sent to talk to us. When we look inside in paragraph 1, the first Haftarah start, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yomar Hashem Elokechem. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu send his Nevi'im to say to us, time of comfort of Nechama take place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu want through the message what he give to us, we will feel happy. But we refuse to accept Nechama from the Nevi'im. We say to them, one minute, when Hashem decide to punish, he do this by himself. When the time to give us Nechama, he sent you, we want to listen direct from Hashem, the Nechama. If he punish direct, we also want to get the Nechama from Hashem direct. And this is the second week, paragraph 2, Vatomer Tzion, Azavani Hashem, Vashem Shchachani. We say, Hashem, you forget about us. Why you don't come by yourself and give us Nechama? The Nevi'im return back to Hashem and they say, with all the respect, Am Israel refuse to get Nechama from us. They really want to get the Nechama directly from you, Hashem. This is the third week, and the first pasuk is Aniya Soara Lo Nuchama. We never accept Nechama through the Nevi'im. We want to listen to Hashem directly, give us Nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to the Nevi'im, Am Israel is right. He's right. I need by myself to go to talk to them shoulder to show them the redemption take place. This is week number 4, what the Haftarah start with a few words, Anochi, Anochi, Umenachemchem. I will come directly to give you Nechama. Hashem says this to the Nevi'im to tell us. The Nevi'im return to us week number 5, and they say, "Pitzchi rina v'tzali, feel happy. Hashem accept what you really want, and He will come soon to give directly the nechama." And week number 6, this is coming Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu arrived, and He said to us, "Kumi ori kiva orech, wake up. וכבוד השם עלייך זרח, I am arrived, and I come directly to give you the nechama." And the last week of the year, לשבת, the הפטרה start with סוס אסיס בהשם, we remarry to הקדוש ברוך הוא, we come, our relationship come very very close to השם, exactly how was in our Sinai. What the Pasuk say in שיר השירים, הביאני המלך אל בית היין ודגלו עליי אהבה. חזל explain all the event of קבלת התורה, show the deep relationship what we have with הקדוש ברוך הוא, how we close to each other, and הקדוש ברוך הוא come and say, "This time take place," and we hope בסייעתא דשמיא the time will take place soon. As we see very interesting process how the relationship between us to הקדוש ברוך הוא build step by step. In the beginning, He sent somebody else to talk to us. In the end, we remember with HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly how we feel בשעת קבלת התורה, when we accept the Torah. What they bring Abu Draham and many many other Mefarshim to share with us this beautiful explanation, when you look carefully about the Prakim in Sefer Yeshayahu, what we take for the Haftarot is Haftarah number 1 is Perek Mem. In Paragraph 2 is Perek Mem Tet. In Paragraph 3 is Perek Nun Dalet 44. In Paragraph 4, Haftarah number 4 is Nun Alef. We're going back. As we see in the way how the Chazal decide to bring us all 7 Haftarot is to teach us something. Because if not, they can't teach us one after the other, one chapter after the other. Why is it jump back and forth, back and forth? This come and teach us how we build this relationship between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I would like, in this process what we stay, to share with you one aspect about the relationship between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How we really can build strong relationship, everyone in his field, everyone in his life, and really to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us and listen to us. But before we walk into the few questions that I would like to raise, I would like to say a few more minutes, short introduction before we walk in. We know in our life we have different type of tears. We have tears when somebody passed away, or some friend, family, moved to other place. We never go to see him now for a few years. Before, everyone go to his way. People spend time together, very emotional time, and people have tears. This type of tears is tears of separation. Somebody passed away. We never see him again now. Or somebody go to other place. We never go to see him in this few years. This one type of tears. We have other type of tears. Tears of happiness. Tears of look for. We look for somebody. If it's family member or any friend. And we know after many years we never see him. And thank God, sure, soon we go to see him. This developed by us tears of happiness. And in the moment when we see to each other and we have tears in our eyes, this is very positive tears, tears of look for. Interesting, in Shabbat, we're not allowed to have tears. But the Shulchan Aruch teach us, in paragraph 9, end of the first line, וכן מי שיש לו עונג, אם יבכה, if somebody enjoy to have tears in Shabbos, כדי שילך הצער מליבו, he feel pain and he have tears, and through the tears he moves the pain from himself, זה sadness from himself, מותר לבכות בשבת. We allow to have cry, we allow to cry and it's kind of tears in Shabbat. Comes the Taz in paragraph 10 and say, one minute, I not agree with the Divrei Rama. If somebody feels sad, upset, and he have tears in Shabbat, and these tears move with sadness, this we're not allowed to do in Shabbat. But if somebody look for Shabbat, if somebody enjoy Shabbat, and when Shabbat arrive, he feels so excited, and he have tears in his eyes, this is positive tears, this type of tears, we accept. And the Taz, give us example, Rabbi Akiva, many times in Shabbat, or before Shabbat, when he say Shir HaShirim, he have a lot of tears. The students ask him, Rabbi, we're not allowed to have tears in Shabbos. Why are you crying? And he explained to them, I look for so much to Shabbat. I know exactly how Shabbat affect our week. I know what Shabbat affect me. And I know exactly the insight of Shir HaShirim. This is tremendous tears of love. What I saw, look for, to stay more close to Hashem. This type of tears we allow to have in Shabbat. Moreover, very interesting, in the second day of the creation, when Hashem decide to divide this world, Shamayim ve'aretz, all the waters, what we have in the oceans, in the river, start to cry. Chazal said the name of the oceans is Mayim Bochim. The water have tears. Why? Hashem is unfair. Before you create the world, we stay close to you. Veruach Elokim merachefet al pnei amayim. Al pnei amayim. Now, we stay far away from you. Why? Hashem said to the water, don't feel upset. You stay still close to me. Every year, week of Sukkot, we put water on the Mizbeach, Nisuch HaMayim, and any korban come with salt. Salt come also for water. As we see in other area, also the water have name of Mayim Bochim. And Mayim Bochim is mean, in positive way, they look for to stay more close to Hashem. Very, very interesting. In paragraph 12, when Yosef at Tzadik talk first time to his brothers, after many, many years they never see to each other. And all the brothers arrive in Egypt, including Binyamin. What's the pasuk say, paragraph 12? Vayiten et kolo bivchi. When he say, I am Yosef, he start to cry. His Chazal explained to us, Keshem shelo piyes Yosef et echav ela bivchiya. He showed to the brother how much he loves them, how much he look for to this moment to tell them, I am your brother, with a lot of tears what he have, exactly saying, כך הקדוש ברוך הוא אינו גואל את ישראל אלא מתוך בחייה. When the time of the redemption will take place, this will come with tears. שנאמר, listen very carefully, בבכי יבואו. The tears of who? Of Hashem. He have tears. He also look for to stay close to us. And in the moment when this redemption will take place, we have a lot of tears from Hashem and from us, how all of us look for to see to each other. 7 weeks from Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av, over Shabbat Nachmu, until the end of the years, we learn how we can create this type of tears. Tears of really look for more close to Hashem. This type of tears never dry. This type of tears Hashem keep with them. We say in Tfilat Nehila of Yom Kippur, Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoteinu Shetasin Bimoteinu Benotcha Liyot. Please Hashem, keep our tears, because we know this type of tears stay for good forever. This type of tears can elevate our life, can bring happiness to our life. And the question is, how we get this type of tears? Not every day, not every week, but in this period of the year, if it's Elul, if it's a little bit in Rosh Hashanah, או עשרת ימי תשובה, או יום כיפור, או שמחת בית השואבה, או שמחת תורה. But for sure, we have a lot of opportunities to have a little bit from this type of tears. And the more we have, between us to ourselves, this elevates our life, and makes our life more great. How we can get this type of tears? After this introduction, we will walk in end by end, and b'siyat ha-dishmaya, we will see pilei pilei pleim, what Chazal teach us, how we build this type of relationship between us to Hashem. And I would like to start with few questions. We say in the beginning, we are in the process between us to Hashem. The process starts, step one, and nachamu nachamu ami. Hashem send the Nevi'im to talk to us. We refuse, until in the end, Hashem by himself show us how much we close to each other. The haftarah from the seven haftarot, what makes the link between the beginning, what Hashem send other people to us, to the end of the process, when Hashem by himself dance with us, kechatan vekala, is haftarah number four. What this hara start in with the word Anochi, Anochi u'menachemchem. What Hashem say, yes, I will arrive. I will do this by myself. My question number one is, if Hashem talk to us and he say to us, I will give you nechama, I will come by myself, you will recognize me. Why Hashem need to say twice, Anochi, Anochi? In English, when somebody starts to talk, he never say, I, Ani, Ani, Anochi, Anochi, yes? Nobody says this. The person would speak, he say one time. Is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu say twice, Anochi, Anochi? Why one time is not enough? Moreover, sometimes we find Hashem use other language, what in Hebrew is look similar. In any other language is exactly same. In Hebrew is look similar. What other two words Hashem use sometimes? In paragraph 14, in Shirat Ha'azinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, Re'u ata, watch me Hashem say, Ki ani, ani hu. En Elokim imadi. I run this world. I run all this show. Re'u ata ki ani, ani hu. How we say in English, ani, I. How we say in English, anochi, also I. Is my second question is, what is the difference when Hashem use the word anochi, anochi, and when Hashem use the words ani, ani? And to make this question more clear, Yaakov Avinu, the last night in Eretz Israel, in this special night, when he has a special dream and he sees all the future of our nation, all the future of this world, and Hashem talked to him, in paragraph 15, he sees the dream, Pasuk Yudimel, V'inei Hashem Nitzav Alav V'yomar, please put line, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha V'Elokei Yitzchak. I am the same God what direct and lead your father and your grandfather. Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha. In Pasuk Tetvav, I skip one Pasuk. Hashem come and say, put Azelan please, V'inei Anochi Imach Ushmarticha Bechol Asher Telech. I go to stay with you and watch you and protect you in any place that you will travel. Kadosh Baruch Hu start and say, what? Ani Hashem. And Hashem switch the word and say, Anochi Imach. And Chazal explained to us in the Psikta in paragraph 16, Be'anochi דיברתי עם אברהם, when Hashem talked to Avraham Avinu, he say, אנוכי מגן לך, I go to watch you, to protect you. באנוכי דיברתי עם יצחק, השם say to יצחק, וירא אליו השם בלילה הוא, ויאמר, אנוכי אקל אלוקי אביך. I am the same God of your father. כשנגלה על יעקב, when Hashem talked to Yaakov in this special dream, the last night in Eretz Israel, לא נגלה עליו באנוכי. He never used the word אנוכי. אלא אני, שנאמר, והנה השם ניצב עליו, God stay above him in the dream, ואומר, אני השם אלוקי אברהם אביך. לפיכך, from this reason, נתיירה, ויר יעקב מאוד, יעקב feel very scared, very confused. למה נתיירה? He say to Hashem, על אבותיי, when he talk to my father and my grandfather, he use the language, אנוכי. And when he come to talk to me, he use the word, אני. שמה תאמר, אבון איראני, maybe I do something wrong, maybe I not deserve, Hashem will talk to me with the word, אנוכי. כיוון שראו הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא מצטער, הקדוש ברוך הוא feel how much יעקב אבינו, scared, confused, and feel pain about this, התחיל מיד, immediately, he switch, and he never say more, אני, and he say, אנוכי, אימך. As we see clearly, is difference between the word, אני, and the word, אנוכי. What exactly the difference between אני and אנוכי? And the last question, in paragraph 16, we find the word Anochi is key word. Hashem creates this word with the word Anochi. Paragraph 13. Be'anochi barati ha'elyonim ve'atachtonim. Hashem creates this word. She'ne'emar Anochi ose kol. Be'anochi barati adam with the word Anochi. Hashem creates us. She'ne'emar Anochi asiti eretz. ואדם עליה בראתי. אנוכי create this word and אדם means this word. באנוכי דיברתי עם אברהם, אנוכי מגן לך. I talk also to יצחק with same language, שנאמר אנוכי אלוקי אברהם אביך. I use same language ביעקב, אנוכי ארד עמך מצרימה. השם take us out back from Egypt, ואנוכי I will take you out from the גלות, from the diaspora. באנוכי נגלתי על משה. When Hashem talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, also use the word Anochi. Anochi akel Elokei Avicha. And the Torah, what Hashem give us in our Sinai. What is the first word of the Ten Commandments? Anochi. In the end of the day, the famous pasuk what we say in Shabbos HaGadol, the last pasuk, Hinei Anochi sholeach lachem et Eliyavi. לפני בו יום השם הגדול והנורא, as we see, the word אנוכי is key word. Hashem create the word with this word. He talk to Avraham, Yitzhak ויעקב, to Moshe, he take us out to Egypt, take us back from Egypt. In the end of the days, he will use this word. He give us the Torah. What is so unique, what is so special about the word אנוכי, what this word come key word to difference in our life. This is the three questions what I would like to raise, and b'siyata d'shmaya, step by step, we learn something very, very, very interesting. Again, short and clear. Question number one. In the moment when Hashem decide to talk to us, and he say to the angels, to say to the Nevi'im, I will come by myself, he never say, I will come by myself. He say, I, Anochi, Anochi, Menachem, why twice? Question number two, we see sometimes Hashem use other two words, what looks similar, is Ani Ani, Re'u Ata, watch me, Ani Hashem, En Elokim Imadi, I am the real God. But why Hashem need to say this, Ani Ani? And what is the difference, obviously, between when Hashem use the word Ani Ani, or use the word Anochi Anochi? And the last question, the word Anochi is key word. What Hashem use this word, with this word he build and create this world and talk to all the leaders of our nation. What is unique about this world? Is to answer, we start in this way. Chazal, come and teach us. in paragraph 17, why Hashem decide to start the Torah with the word Anochi? What is so unique? If Hashem picks this word, obviously it's very special. Why? Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Mahu Anochi? You believe or not? Lashon Mitzrihu. The word Anochi is not Hebrew name. Hashem started to talk to us in Egyptian language. I don't understand. What makes us unique in Egypt? We never change our language. It's why Hashem need to start to give us the Torah with the word in Egyptian, Anochi. As Chazal explained, the son of the king stay in the jail for many, many years. And the time come and the soldiers of the king take him out of the jail and bring him back to the palace. When he arrived in the palace, his father started to talk to him. And he recognized he don't listen exactly what he say to him. Not he not understand, he don't listen. Leshon Chazal, I read in paragraph 17. למה הדבר דומה? למלך שנשבע בנו, the son stay in the jail, ועשה ימים רבים עם השבעים, he stay in the jail for many years, למד שיחתן של השבעים, in the time when he stay in the jail, he learned a new language, כשעשה נקמה באויביו, when the king send his soldiers, and he take back his son, he bring back his son to his palace, he be over sach imo בלשונו, he talk to him in the language, in the mama, in the language that he learned when he was young, mamelushin, yes, ולא היה יודע Masa, and he never ולא היה יודע Masa, he never know exactly what his father tell him. התחיל לספר עמו בלשון שבעים. He start to talk to the son with the language that he learned in the jail. Exactly same. הקדוש ברוך הוא עם ישראל, God with us. כל אותם השנים שהיו ישראל במצרים, all the years that he spent in Egypt, למדו שיחתן של מצרים. We learn to speak Egyptian. וכשגאלן הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל very careful, בא ליתן להם את התורה, he decided to give us the Torah, ולא היו יודעים לשמוע. What does it mean? We don't know Hebrew? We cannot listen? Very clear. Take 5,000 American people, make Aliyah, move to Modi'in, move to any city in Eretz Israel, thank God, they live in Israel 50 years. They read all the Hebrew newspaper and they listen to the radio, they talk in the supermarket. But when they stay together, what language they speak to each other? English. Why? Because it's more smooth. Because it's more easy. It's more nature. They know Hebrew perfect. But this happened to any Jewish people who stay in any nation. And we learn the language when we arrive to Eretz Israel and we live together, a group from this place, the language what people talk to each other, what knows this language, this is the language that they learn in Chutz La'aretz, not Hebrew all the time, because it's more smooth. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say, for sure we understand Hebrew, but it's come more smooth for us to get this in the language what we talk in the daily time in Egypt, in Egyptian. Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu start the Aseret HaDibrot, the first word is what? In Egypt. If I say this in our time, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Torah today, for example, how is look when HaKadosh Baruch Hu we stay around our Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu start and he say, okay. Yes? Okay. You need only to say okay. You don't need to talk to us more in English. But when he say to us, okay, wow. You see what happened to every one of you? You have a smile on your face. You feel good. Correct. It's exactly what happened to us in Kabbalat HaTorah. What is mean? Listen very carefully. Pilei plain. In Hebrew, is big difference between the word Ani and the word Anochi. Somebody arrive to place, to town. He never know anyone in this town. Nobody know him. And he ask where is the Jewish community? He shows him. He arrive to the Jewish community, he don't know anyone. What he do? He go to the shul. He walk into the shul. The gabbai, the rabbi, or somebody of the member, say to him, Shalom Aleichem, mikvodo,
who are you, please? And what he say in Hebrew? Ani Moshe. Ani Reuven. This is the way in Hebrew to answer this question. But if the first person is famous person, people see him in the internet, people listen about him, people have respect to him, people, I don't know, very, no difference, what area. And he arrived to the town, what he did, he really don't know anybody. But people recognize him. And somebody come and say, excuse me, sir, you, Moshe, you, Reuven? He cannot say, I, Reuven, because he show ego, I, Reuven. What he say in Hebrew? Anochi, Reuven. He never says, it's me. Ani in Hebrew is word what create distance. Ani is me. I'm here and you stay in the other side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, when he talked to the nations, what he go to tell them? Re'u ata, watch me. Ki ani, ani hu. You believe other God runs the world? You believe somebody else help you? No, no. Re'u ata ki ani aniu. I am the real God. But when Hashem talk to us, to Am Israel, he never use the word ani. How he talk to us? With the word what? Anochi. I'm close to you. Very, very close. Very, very close. This is the unique about the word Anochi. When Hashem talked to Yaakov Avinu in the last night in Eretz Israel in the big dream about he sees the future, and Hashem start and say, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha, Yaakov Avinu very confused and scared. What? Kadosh Baruch Hu create distance? Some distance between me to Hashem? Something wrong I do in my life? Hashem recognized, if he said, he switch and use a nature world, Anochi. Now, why we need twice Anochi? We understand the difference between Ani and Anochi. But why we need to say, my Hashem, to say twice Anochi? Why? Because when Hashem will show himself to us, Siyata Dishmaya, we hope soon, in the end of the days, and we will recognize how Hashem run everything, and how he watch us, what we will recognize, Hashem, watch us and stay with us, not only from now, present, and for sure, for the future. We also recognize retroactive in the darkness, in the time when we really never see Hashem, in the time when we don't understand why He makes this to us, and we don't know how this happened, we'll understand also retroactive how He stay close to us. To give you an example, we talk about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, Friday, Yerushalayim, 1:30 afternoon. Somebody finished to make shopping in the Shuk, in Machne Yehuda. Shuk, Machne Yehuda, for sure everybody knows. He have all the bags full with vegetables, fruit, and he come out to the Shuk, up the street. Today we have the Rakevet HaKala, the train. But before, this was a very busy street with cars. The other side of the street, bus station. He stay, he would like to cross the street, but the traffic light said to him, don't walk, he wait. In the meantime, the bus arrive in the station. He say to the people, tagidulo, please tell him to wait for me. Because he knows the next bus is 20 minutes, if he come in the time, maybe more, tagidulo. And he tried to cross the street, he cannot, car go back and forth from two sides. The traffic light changed, he start to run, he fall on the street, he ripped his pants, he ripped his legs, his skin in the end, the fruit, the vegetables on the floor, and in the meantime, the traffic light changed, some cars start to continue to drive, they crash all the fruit, many of them, some people help them to sit, give him some water, somebody say to the driver, Chake, tirei, hu nafal, he fall, please wait for him, Rachmanut, 1 minute. He never listen, he close the door, and he start to drive, somebody take his number, he say he will complain to Eged, and 4 minutes, listen, 4 minutes exactly, after the door is closed, in the end of Yapo Street, this bus blow up. 15 people die. This man Shabbos, he make big kiddush in the shul. Not only kiddush, what Hashem, he recognized 4 or 5 minutes after Hashem saved his life. He made kiddush also of this, what he fell on the street, and all his vegetables and fruit is crushed, and he ripped his leg. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also if you will broke my 2 legs, I will make special kiddush. You give me life, you save my life. What he recognized? He recognized, Anochi, Anochi, Umenachemchem. He recognized our Hashem close also in the moment what we not understand completely. This situation, this picture, before the tragedy happened, how is look? One word is real Nebuch. This man fall, Friday, what do we do? Shabbos, Mehmet, Rachmones. And what happened 4 minutes after? Not only from the present and the future, also retroactive. Come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, my children, I am with you all the time. Trust me. One day you will see this. He said to us, Anochi, Anochi. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us. To recognize this. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us something else. Something else he want for us. Shem say, my children, please, I go to give you double Anochi. Not only present and future, also you will recognize all the past. But I ask you one favor. Give me one Anochi. I would like only one Anochi from you. In all the Tanakh, we find one time Anochi, or the Torah, one time Anochi, what is not between us to Hashem, or between Hashem to us, is between us to other people. Where? For sure you know. It's no question for me. When Yosef look for his brothers, and he really not finds them, the pasuk say, Vayimtzeehu ish to'e basadeh. Somebody find them in the field and he recognized this man look from some place, look from something. Vayomer lo, and the angel say to him, the man say to Yosef, Ma tevakesh? In English, can I help you please? And what he answer, Et achai anochi mevakesh. I look for my brothers. Et achai anochi mevakesh. In Hebrew, you cannot use the word Et achai anochi mevakesh. In Hebrew, we say Et achai ani mevakesh, because he talk about himself. But Yosef say, I will never use the word ani to represent the relationship between me and my brother. The relationship between me to my brother is not ani. I am here, and they stay on the other side. Et achai anochi mevakesh. And from this reason, in the moment when he finds the brothers and they arrive in Egypt, all of them, and he tells them, Ani Yosef Achichem, Asher Mechartem Oti Mitzrayma. He say, Ani, when you send me, I was Ani Yosef. I stand one side and you stand the other side. From this reason, Mechartem Oti Mitzrayma. No, I am not Ani. We together, Anochi. We come together. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to create feeling between us to other people. Feeling what we one soul in different bodies. It's a big challenge all the time to have this perspective. But to build this step by step. How we can build this? If we really have the real focus, what is mean ben adam lechavero? And to explain this a little bit more, a little bit more, Chazal teach us, we blow shofar on all Chodesh Elul. Why we blow shofar on Chodesh Elul? The Torah come and teach us. The shofar come to wake us up. Uru yesheni mishnatchem. Good. Shofar come to make the Satan confused. And also, shofar, the pasuk say, Aitaka shofar ba'ir, ve'aam lo yecheradu. Shofar take place, and people not what? How we say yecheradu in English? Scare, shake. Yes, I'm right. Shake. Tell me, please. One time in your life, after bar mitzvah, when you listen to the voice of shofar, you shake, you scare. The answer is, if I am allowed to say, no. Shofar wake us up. Shofar make us more serious. Shofar want for us to make tshuva, is mean make us up. You know what is mean to make us scare? Tzeva adon. When the missile fall and we listen to the siren, oh ho, this make people scared. How is the pasuk come and say, "Aitaka shofar ba'ir"? If somebody blows shofar in the city, ve'am lo yecheradu, and the people will never shake. How we can say this? Practically, is not work, but the pasuk says this. The answer is only in Lashon HaKodesh. The word yecheradu in Hebrew is not only to make people scare or shake. Or as a word in English, what you mentioned. Yecheradu in Hebrew, we have a very special woman. The name of this woman is Aisha Shunamit. Aisha Shunamit have special guests. But from time to time arrive to the house, the guest has private room with assistant, bed, table, light, food. And who is a special guest? Elisha Hanavi. And the pasuk say, Vayehi Hayom. Rosh Hashanah take place. Vayavo Elisha El Shunem. Elisha arrive to the house of Shunem. And he say to his assistant Gehazi, Kra la Shunamit, bring the lady of the house. Vayomer, Ma ze charadet aleinu et kol acharada hazot. Hayesh lach davar el hamelech? Today is Rosh Hashanah. You want will ask for you something from Hashem. But what they say before the pasuk say, Maze charadet aleinu et kol acharada. In English is mean, and also in Hebrew is mean. They say to this woman, every time when we arrive to the special place what you make for us, all your life stop. Your focus is only of us. If we need something, if everything is okay, if everything we need, maybe we need something else. Every half hour you're not going to say everything is good and you try the best. You have your life. Ma ze charadet aleinu? Because all your focus is of us. Maybe we can appreciate this and to ask from Hashem something for you. And she say, betoch ami anochi yushavet. Don't ask from Hashem anything for me. Personally, ask from everybody. Is charada in Hebrew is mean focus. Shofar in Elul, every morning, take less from half minute. The purpose of this shofar is to give us training, to raise our focus. Focus to Hashem. In the moment, in Rosh Hashanah, it takes 10 minutes more or less, when we listen to Tkiyot after months of training, and we listen to Tkiyat HaShofar, our focus in Hashem is so great. In this time we can sing about what we need and to ask what we want. Anochi, Anochi. You know what is mean Anochi? The Gemara say in Masechet Shabbat, Anochi is Rashi Tevot. Ana, Shem say to us, I, Ana, Nafshi, Katavit, Yaavit. I write my soul and I give you my soul. I give you part of my soul. This is mean Anochi. I give you part of my essence. I give you. This is min anochi. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us. We will give him also part from our inside. What is pure, what is good, to elevate this a little bit. This is min anochi. When Hashem give us the Torah, he blows a shofar. Why blows shofar? Moshe yedaber, v'elokim ya'anenu bekol. Kol ha-shofar. Why? Because in the moment when Hashem starts to talk to us, our soul comes out from our body. We almost feel we dead, die, finish. And our Hashem give us back our life. When he blows his inside in the shofar, and the voice come out, with this voice of Hashem, we get new life. What Hashem wants for us in Rosh Hashanah, to give him also part from our inside. And this comes also through the shofar. This is what Hashem wants for us. To give him a little bit anochi, a little bit from my inside, to really my pure inside, that everyone has a pure inside. We will show this outside, ben Adam lechaveiro, and we give this to Hashem. Come Hashem and say, I take this. If you show this, I give you everything. And to explain this a little bit more, Moravi Rabotai, listen very carefully. Olam haba ba'olam hazeh. Pilei plain. If you will ask yourself or anyone, what is a high tefillah in Yom Kippur? What Olam Israel, all the colors of Jewish people come to the shul. No one seat available. What tefillah? Kol Nidrei. Kol Nidrei. Kol Nidrei is a shul full. The shul is full with people. What is so unique about Kol Nidrei? What is Kol Nidrei? We make Atarat Nedarim. To who? To Hashem? To who? To us? To who? To make Atarat Nedarim? We make Atarat Nedarim. Yes? We make Atarat Nedarim. Before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah. Why everybody come? But say to everyone, you need to go to the shul now. Now it's Kol Nidrei, now everybody come. Why? The answer is, when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot cross the Yarden River to Eretz Israel, Hashem used this kind of language. Rav lach, stop, rav lach, al tosef daber elai od badabar hazeh. No more. Don't talk to me more about this. Come Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Hashem, why? You swear or you promise, you don't give me permission to cross the Yarden River? I will uproot your swear. I will uproot your neder. Hashem say to him, Rav lach. The Chizkuni say, Rav lach. Rav can uproot neder of the students. Student cannot uproot neder of his Rav. I'm sorry, you cannot. But in other end, after Cheta Egel, Hashem come and say to Moshe Rabbeinu, I would like to destroy all this nation. Erev mimeni ve'ashmidem. Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem, what's the problem? Why you feel so upset? You promise? I will uproot your promise. And Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem, Mufar lach, Mufar lach, Mufar lach, Mutar lach, Mutar lach, he said three times, and Hashem changed his mind. He's on one hand, when Moshe Rabbeinu say, Hashem say to him, you cannot, because you're students and I'm Rebbe. In other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu uproot, the answer is, when Moshe Rabbeinu talk about himself, for sure he cannot uproot the promise of Hashem. Hashem is a Rav, Moshe is a student. But Moshe Rabbeinu talked to Hashem after Cheta Egel. What Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem? I not uproot your neder. My name is Moshe and I uproot your neder. I represent all Am Israel. We, Am Israel, go to uproot your neder. Hashem say, I accept this. In time of Bet HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol walk into Kodesh HaKodeshim with a Ketoret. What is so unique about the Ketoret? What is the argument about the Ketoret between us to the Tzedukim? They say all the preparation of the Kohen Gadol need to take place where? Outside. And we do this where? The Kohen Gadol do this where? Inside. Why does it say we need to do the preparation of the smoke outside? Because you walk into Kodesh HaKodeshim, to this holy place, we need to have distance between us to God. We cannot look off his face. We need to have respect. We need to walk in and nothing is clear. What we say, no, we do everything inside. Why we do everything inside? Why inside? Because when Kohen Gadol walk into Kodesh HaKodeshim, he represent all Am Israel. All Am Israel walk with them together. We one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ketoret, including also perfume, what is bed, Chelbena, is mean. The Ketoret represent all the Thai people in our nation. Today we not have Bet HaMikdash. Today we not have Mizbeach. We not have Ketoret. What we have, Kol Nidrei. When everybody come together, and we say Kol Nidrei, we say we, Hashem, go to uproot you, neder. If you promise this year to make problems, chas v'chalila, or terrible thing, we go to uproot this. And this is a Kol Nidrei. And what we do immediately after Kol Nidrei, what we say? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, what? Shehechiyanu, v'kiimanu, v'higiyanu, we get new life. This is what Hashem said to us. The process of the 7 weeks, show us Anochi, Anochi, Menachem Chem. I am with you all the time. In the difficult time, if it's easy time, happy time, everyone in his life, all our nation in different time, in the, our history, in our life, Hashem say, I am with you. When you show me one Anochi, Ben Adam Lechavero, I will give you back. Elul, one of the famous Rashevot is, Ani Ledodi, Vedodi Li. I start Elul and I say, Ani, I feel really Ani, because I feel I'm in one side and Hashem stay in the other side. We make sin in the, we stay in different side. In the middle of Elul, we start to recognize, Vedodi Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, very close, and also we close to Hashem. If you take this kind of perspective, and we believe how much we're close to Hashem, and how much He close to us, and what He wants for us is only to create this, also ben adam lechavero, is b'siyata d'shmaya, b'zoche, in this year, to this special nevuah, hinei anochi sholeach lachem, et Eliyah hanavi, לפני בו יום השם הגדול והנורא וישיב לב אבות על בנים ולב בנים על אבותם ובזוכה בזכסת הדשמיה ושנה מבורכת כתיבה וחתימה טובה והקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה.